These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Brian. I'm 60, a retired water operative from County Down.
I'm Matthew. I'm 18, a creative writing student from Sunderland.
I'm Fiona. I'm 52, a university lecturer from Huddersfield.
I'm Laura. I'm 38, a policy manager from London.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase for the chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Brian. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you, Bradley.
First up, looking forward to it?
I am indeed, yes.
Are you a quizzer?
I've done a few pub quizzes back home.
Excellent. From County Down, is that correct?
County Down, yeah.
Whereabouts?
A place called Downpatrick. Okay. It's about 25 miles out of Belfast.
OK. You're retired, is that correct?
Yes, I retired 3 years ago.
Good for you, sir. What do you do now?
Mostly look after my granddaughter.
Yeah, keeps you fit. What's her name?
Beth.
How old is Beth?
She's coming up in 7.
Right. Crikey, mate. She runs you ragged.
She does, and loves it.
Yeah, I bet she knows as well. Yep. How do you relax?
Shortly after I retired, my son got me involved in golf, which I now play on a reasonably regular, not very good, but a regular basis. I enjoy it.
Cool. And if you won some money today, what will you do with it?
Hopefully go to Australia to visit my daughter.
Oh, OK. What's your daughter's name?
Laura.
Oh, well, lovely. OK, how long has she been in Australia?
Over 2 years now.
All right. I wish you luck, mate. All right,
Thank
let's get you out to see Laura. Cash build around each correct answer is worth £1,000. You ready?
Yes.
Good. Your time starts now. Used to deliver messages in World War I, what sort of bird was Cher Ami?
It was a pigeon.
Correct. The duel in the pool is an international competition in what sport?
Snooker.
Swimming.
Oh.
In 2014, Dundee named a lane after what Beano comic gang?
Oh, Fern Street Gang.
Bash Street Kids.
Oh, right.
In EastEnders, who gave his wife divorce papers on Christmas Day 1986?
Dirty Dan.
Yes, correct. What gemstone follows rough to describe a good person who lacks manners?
Diamond.
Correct. Which US artist painted white birches when she was over 100 years old?
Pass.
Grandma Moses. In 1960, Edmund Hillary led an expedition to search for what legendary mountain creature?
The Yeti.
Correct. Who was Prime Minister during the Queen's Golden Jubilee year?
Pass.
Tony Blair. Originating from South Africa, Jerepigo is a sweet variety of what alcoholic drink?
Brandy.
Wine. Wine it is. Brian, £4,000. Are you a gambling man?
I've been known to.
Really?
Yeah, I've played poker.
Oh, very good. Time to face a chaser. But who will you be up against today? Will it be the Dark Destroyer? So exciting, he makes John Major look like JFK. Maybe it's the Cinnaman, or as we like to call him, the Polyester Jester. Perhaps it's the Beast, though. He's in an orchestra. He blows his own trumpet. Or could it be the Governess? So tough, her makeup remover is pneumatic. Or perhaps Jenny the Vixen Ryan. Flaming hair, flaming ruthless. Who do you fancy taking on, Brian?
Sean.
Right, the barrister.
The barrister.
A mastermind champ.
Yes.
All right, let's have a look. Time to bring on the chaser. It is him as well. There he is, coming across the ridge. It's the mastermind champ, Chelsea fan, an all-round mean legal eagle. It's Sean Wallace.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Sean.
So you're from County Down, are you?
I am.
What is where you're going? Down.
No chance.
No?
No.
Let's put some money on the table, Brian. First player out, £4,000. You can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
You're far too good for this. £400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
Come and challenge me. £24,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with the team. Laura.
Hey, Tim, what do you think?
Well, Brian, I think you did really well in your first round in your cash builder, but you've not come all the way from Belfast just to take that piddly £400, so come back to the team with 4,000.
Fighting talk for Laura, fighting talk. OK, Fiona.
Ryan, you did really, really well to get the 4,000. I thought you had some really difficult questions. Try and come back with the 4,000. If you really feel like you could take on Sean, go for the 24.
Yeah, Matthew.
I think 4,000's a good, solid amount for us to start on, so I will take that and get that straight into the prize pot.
Yeah, good advice from Matthew, that. Right, OK. 400, 4,000. Brian, 24 grand. What'll it be?
As first player up, I'll go with what I have earned, 4,000. Yeah.
Fine it is, 4K, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
We shall indeed. I wish you luck, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian for 4K, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. On the birth of Prince George of Cambridge in 2013, who immediately dropped to fifth in line to the throne? A, Prince Harry. B, Prince Andrew. C, Prince Edward. You've put Prince Harry.
That's what I went for.
Correct answer is? Prince Andrew is the right answer. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Andrew. Do you know what, though, Sean? I get confused with all this. Go on.
Well, obviously, the heir to the throne is Prince Charles. Then you've got Prince William, Duke of Cambridge. Then Prince George. And at the time, you then had Prince Harry, then Prince Andrew. But since the birth of Princess Charlotte, both Harry and Andrew have moved down one.
Thank you for that. Here's your next question. In Scotland, someone walking from Aberdeen to Glasgow travels in what direction? A, northwest, B, southwest, C, southeast. You've put southwest.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. Correct answer is? Southwest is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Got us right also the southwest. Here's your next question. Pretty straightforward. What is the middle name of actress Billie Piper? A, Peter. B, Percy. C, Paul. You've put. Paul.
I have no idea. I couldn't see it being Peter Piper.
No. Correct answer is?
Paul.
Yeah, well, you never know. Correct answer is? Well played, Paul, it is. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Peter. That's good. Game opens up for us. Here's your next question. A horse yet to win a race is called what? A, damsel. B, maiden. C, wench. You've put? Maiden, yeah.
Yeah.
Correct answer is? Maiden, doing great. Brian, step close to home. Chase has put, should get this. And does, remains within three. That's good. Here's the next question. Which children's author created the fictional land of Whoville? A, Roald Dahl. B, Lewis Carroll. C, Dr. Seuss. You've put Dr. Seuss.
The only one I could think of, because I don't remember ever hearing of Roald Dahl or Lewis Carroll about Whoville.
Correct answer is? It is. Dr. Seuss is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Game opens up completely now because he goes wrong with Roald Dahl. One more and we're through. Begs the question here, though, should have gone for the 24 grand. We'd have had three goes at 24.
Yes.
Here's your next question. The 24th moon of what planet is called Margaret? A, Jupiter. B, Saturn. C, Uranus. You've put Saturn.
No idea. Just went for it.
OK. To go through with 4 grand, correct answer is? It's Uranus. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Uranus, moves down the table. Could be too late, we shall see.
Never too late for me.
Here's your next question. Which of these is the name of a market town in Norfolk? A, Bliss. B, Dis. C, Hoos. You've put Dis.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. You've heard of Dis?
Yes.
You've put Diz to go through with $4,000. Correct answer is... Yeah, well played, Brian. Very good, very promising. Nice season. Yeah, very good indeed. Yeah.
Very steady, competent player.
Absolutely.
See you in the final chase, Brian.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Brian, well played, mate. You're through to the final chase. First player up and first player through. Excellent stuff. Yeah, breathes a sigh of relief.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. Very competent indeed. Next to face the chaser, it's Matthew. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Hi, thanks.
From Sunderland.
I am, yeah.
All right, got to ask you this. Are you old enough to be on the show?
I might not look about, just about, yeah.
So you've just about scraped in, haven't you?
Yeah.
OK, do you work for a living?
Well, I work in a fast food restaurant, but I'm also a student.
All right, OK.
Studying creative writing.
Script writing or novels or what?
Script writing, mainly. I've tried writing a few short stories as part of the course, but I much prefer writing scripts.
Right, yeah, OK, fair enough. And how long is the course exactly?
3 years. I'm in my first year at the moment.
All right, good for you. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would love to go to Edinburgh and primarily to see the comedians, but also maybe put on a show as well. That'd be great.
Yeah, your own thing. Oh, excellent. Good for you, Matthew. All right, mate. Well, you're obviously a bit of a go-getter. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Let's get you to Edinburgh. Your time starts now. What implements are used in Asia as an alternative to cutlery?
Chopsticks.
Correct. What 1972 Marlon Brando film was based on a novel by Mario Puzo?
Godfather.
Correct. How many countries have representatives in the Benelux Parliament?
Three.
Correct. What word can mean both to indicate with your finger and a tiny dot?
Point.
Correct. Which escapologist was married to his stage assistant, Wilhelmina Rayner?
Houdini.
Correct. What satirical magazine created fictional Tory politician, Sir Bufton Tufton?
Private Eye.
Correct. In 2000, which football manager was given the freedom of the city of Manchester?
Alex Ferguson.
Correct. What country shares its name with the third longest river in Africa?
Pass.
Niger. Bletchley Park is the main setting for what 2014 wartime film?
The Imitation Game.
Correct. A police DSU provides what sort of animal support?
Pass.
Dog. The character Billy Flynn sings Razzle Dazzle in what stage musical?
Chicago.
Correct. Matthew, $9,000.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
So you are a good player, despite such a young age?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that...
I genuinely can't believe that I've
Well,
got,
I don't mean
I've
that disrespectfully because...
No,
because you have to have a bit of experience to get all the questions nailed on.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Good for you, mate. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Sean.
Well, you can't believe you've got £9,000.
Not quite, no.
Well, you haven't yet.
Yeah, all right, settle down. Good player for such a young guy, really good.
I was very impressed.
$9,000, three steps ahead. If you want to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you.
Very respectable, £3,000.
Thank you, $3,000 for a low offer. All right, here we go. Ready?
I am.
Right, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, take him on. He will offer you.
£46,000.
All right, have a chat with the team. Laura.
Fantastic round, Matthew. I'm torn. I think you've got the knowledge, I think you've got the skills to come back with 46, but we want you back in the team, so I'd say stick with 9.
Fiona?
46 is really life-changing for all of us, particularly for you. I'd really rather you were back here, Matthew. We need you in this final chase if we get through.
Yeah. I agree. Brian?
Come back with the 9,000. I need you sitting in this seat because you have knowledge I don't.
Right, OK, thank you. Do you know what? This is critical because you're a student. Mm-hmm. And £3,000 to a student is like a lottery win.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It really
is. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
£9,000 is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to give up for the extra step as well to go to 46.
I'm really pleased I've got the £9,000. I wouldn't go for the £3,000, mainly because my family would kill us if I went for the low offer.
OK.
But also, I think it'd be too big a risk to go for the 46, so I'm going to stick with the £9,000.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a good choice. £9,000 it is. I wish you luck. Matthew, for £9,000, the chase is on. Come on, mate, let's do this. Good luck. With you the whole way. Here's your first question. Which of these events had the highest overall TV audience in the UK? A, 1966 World Cup Final. B, the 1969 moon landing. or C, the 1981 Royal Wedding? You've put 1981 Royal Wedding.
I'm sure I've read something before about this being the highest audience for any TV broadcast in the UK. And also, with it being the latest, I'm thinking around about 66, 69, not as many people would have had TV sets. So, just on that logic.
You're good. Correct answer is... Hard luck. It's the 1966 World Cup final. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right for the 66 World Cup final.
On Saturday the 13th of July, 1966.
I don't believe that. I think it was the royal wedding.
No, definitely not.
Here's your next question. The Italian cities used in Shakespeare play titles both begin with what letter? A, A, B, V, C, W. You've put V.
The only one I can think of is Two Gentlemen of Verona. So I'm guessing on that.
Correct answer is... Don't forget the Merchant of Vauxhall. Step closer home. Chaser has put... Goes right with V. Yeah, no problem at all. Here's next question. Alcock and Brown's pioneering non-stop flight over the Atlantic in 1919 ended in what country? A, Ireland. B, Portugal. C, France. You've put Portugal.
I don't know. I decided to go down the middle.
Correct answer is... It's Ireland, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Ireland. Moves to within one with four from home. Come on, Matthew. Here's your next question. Good luck, mate. Which of these phrases features in the Hogwarts School song in the Harry Potter books? A, greasy hair. B, sticky fingers. C, scabby knees. You've put greasy hair.
I've read all the books, I've seen all the films, and I don't know the answer.
Right. OK. Got to be right. Correct answer is... scabby knees, staying where you are. If the chaser has put scabby knees, you're out. Chaser's put... goes with greasy hair and goes wrong. Good for us. Here's your next question. Let's move on. Come on. Whoa, we're still in it. What name was given to the area of Aylesbury where birds were bred? A, duck end. B, turkey end. C, cock end. You've put cock end.
To me, that seemed the most general term for birds. And it rang a vague bell. I might be wrong.
Correct answer is... very well-known duck, Aylesbury duck.
Right.
In menus and restaurants and all sorts, Aylesbury duck.
OK.
OK. Well, you're staying where you are.
Yes.
What do you think? You think he knows it? Chaser has put. Goes right with duck end, takes us out four from home. Slightly fell foul of that.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough for such a young player. Great cash build, and randomly the questions come out to bite you in the bum, that's for sure.
So I'm glad you've gone, Matthew. You're a good player, and they would have needed you in the final, Chase. But you've gone, so goodbye.
Matthew, I wish you lots of luck. Give my regards to Sunderland.
I will.
You have been caught, and for you, Matthew, the chase is over. Great to meet you, mate.
Thank you, you too.
Good luck. So, only Brian is through, Matthew is gone, but there's £4,000 in the prize fund. Fiona is up after the break. Can she add to it? We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it is Fiona. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Hello.
From Huddersfield.
Yes.
Born and bred?
Yes.
A terrier's girl?
I am.
Good for you. And you're a university lecturer?
I am, yeah.
All right. In what field?
I teach human health sciences, pre-reg nursing. Student nurses.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this job for about 7 years now.
All right, so what did you do before?
I was a nurse and a health visitor.
Ah, good for you. What do you do to relax?
I like travelling, I like eating out, I like horse riding.
Okay, fair enough. Have you got your own horse?
Yeah, we do. Oh. Yeah, we do. I share him with my daughter, Izzy.
Okay, cool. And what's the horse called?
It's called Cruise.
Cruise?
Yeah.
Why Cruise?
He's out of a big Irish sports horse called Cruising, who was a world beater. So he's got quite good breeding, really, and we wanted to make sure that everybody remembered him when he goes into a ring, so we just call him Cruise.
Oh, good.
Easy.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, super. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to get a jacuzzi for my back garden. You know, as you're getting older, it's nice to slip into a nice warm bath.
Bit cold up there in Huddersfield, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's lovely.
Is it?
It is.
All right, let's get you a jacuzzi. Fiona, good luck to you. Are you ready? Your time starts now. The dish chicken madras is most associated with what type of restaurant?
Indian.
Correct. Joanne Whalley plays which Spanish-born queen in the TV version of Wolf Hall?
Isabella.
Catherine of Aragon. The Aintree Grand National usually takes place in what month?
April.
Correct. The Royal Flying Corps and the Royal Naval Air Service merged to form what body?
RAF.
Correct. What fictional pig is taught to herd sheep by a dog called Fly?
Babe.
Correct. What short-lived coloured newspaper was launched by Eddie Shah in 1986?
The People.
Today, who was US President when David Cameron became Prime Minister?
Barack Obama.
Correct. Lee Child's 2014 novel, Personal, is his 19th book about which hero?
Hannibal Lecter.
Jack Reacher, Mighty Mike and Barney.
God.
No time to get there for you, Fiona. £5,000. That's good. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Gambling girl?
I might be.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
OK.
Hello, Fiona.
Hi, Sean.
Do you want a jacuzzi, do you?
I do.
All you're getting is an early bath.
Woohoo, yeah. We'll put some money on the table. £5,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
You can get the taps. £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
£36,000.
Big money that. Thank you. Have a chat with Laura.
Right. What do you think?
Hiya, Fiona. I think you did really well. I think that you should stick with £5,000 and come back to the team.
Brian.
I think you're capable of the 36, but bring the 5 back and keep me company here in the team.
Thank you very much. Right, Fiona, let's face the table. We have won 5 or 36 grand. What'll it be?
I'm not taking the 1,000. I couldn't stand the shame in front of all my students at the University of Huddersfield. No way. No way. I will never live it down. I'm very tempted by the 36.
Yeah?
Mm.
Ooh. Gambling girl. What do you reckon?
No, I'm going to go with the 5.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, because I want to get back.
5 it is. Chaser?
Oh, sorry.
Shocks.
Ready?
Let's do this, Bradley.
All right, Fiona, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here is your first question. Which famous American signs his paintings with the number 43 in reference to a job he once did? A. George W. Bush. B. Magic Johnson. C. Bill Gates. You've put Magic Johnson. Yeah.
Thought it was kind of like maybe the number he used.
Yeah.
He was doing his sporting.
For what? Yes. Yeah. Do you know what he was?
He's a basketball player.
Correct answer is... It's George W. Bush. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right with George W. Bush because...
He was the 43rd president of the United States.
Right, yeah. OK.
There you are. Here's your next question. The introduction of what calendar led to Rome having 445 days in 46 BC? A, the Julian calendar, B, the Gregorian calendar, or C, the advent calendar? You've put Gregorian calendar.
It's hopefully an educated guess.
Correct answer is... Julian calendar, yeah. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with the Julian calendar. Good job we didn't go for the 30s, that's great.
Oh, no.
Chaser. The Gregorian calendar was introduced in 1582 by Pope Gregory the 13th.
OK, thank you. All right, doesn't help us. Chaser's moved to one behind. We're five from home. Are you ready?
I am.
Good luck. Here's your question. The name of what room comes from the French for speaking? A, boudoir. B, parlour. C, salon. You've put parlour.
Parlay.
Correct answer is? Parlour's right. Step closer home. Well done. Chase has put. Also goes with parlour, of course. Here's your next question. Canadian Alice Munro won the 2013 Nobel Prize in what category? A, economics, B, literature, C, physics. You've put economics.
Complete guess. Sorry, don't know.
OK, Fiona, this has got to be right. He will know this.
I know he will.
You've put economics. The correct answer is... It's literature. Staying where you are. If the chaser has put literature, we're out. You think he knows it?
I think he does know it, yeah.
Chaser has put. Goes right with literature.
I love Nobel Prizes.
That's the end of that, then.
It certainly is. See ya.
Thank you.
Fiona, I'm sorry to lose you, darling. Give my regards to everyone in Huddersfield,
all the
students.
Yeah.
Tell them I hope to pop in and see them very, very soon.
Oh, good.
But I'm sure you'll get your jacuzzi in time.
Thank you.
But you have been caught and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
You're playing well.
Not really. He's one more player to come. It's the player I've been looking forward to playing the most.
Oh, no. Laura, it's her turn after the break. Will she go high? Will she go low? Or will she go out? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Laura. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
You are a policy manager.
That's right, yeah.
What is that?
I work for a charity.
OK.
And what I try and do is make sure that any policies coming out of the government or any legislation are effective for people who have Parkinson's, because that's the charity that I work for.
Got you. OK, fair enough. And what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I love to watch sporting events, so I love watching the rugby.
When you say sporting events, you mean like regular rugby matches or big internationals? Or
kind of regular rugby matches, but big internationals as well.
So. OK. And what else do you do to relax?
I love to bake as well. So okay. I'm no Mary Berry, but I do like to bake a mean white chocolate and cherry cake, which I didn't bring with me today, and I'm sorry.
Well, fair enough, OK. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I do some travelling, so one of my friends is getting married in Corfu, so I'd love to go there.
Perfect.
Also visit a couple of other friends that are in Dubai and Australia and New Zealand.
All right, let's do that. That's going to take a couple of quid. We better get cracking. I wish you luck with all your travelling. You ready?
Thank you, yes.
Good. All right, your time starts now. A traditional pantomime horse is played by how many people?
Two.
Correct. What building name can come after the words lodging, boarding and terraced?
House.
Correct. What sport is played by the Rajasthan Royals in the Indian Premier League?
Cricket.
Correct. The rhyming term for a superior acting person is too cool for what?
School.
Correct. The Girl Who Played With Fire was a sequel to what Stieg Larsson book?
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Correct. Jenny Logan famously sang and danced advertising what carpet and room freshener?
All shaken back.
Correct. The juice of what citrus fruit is used in Italian dishes served piccata?
Lemon.
Correct. What surname links a Cluedo suspect and a character in Are You Being Served?
Colonel Mustard.
Peacock. What country lost its coastline to Chile when defeated in the War of the Pacific?
Spain.
Bolivia. What space agency launched its Orion spacecraft in 2014?
NASA.
out of time, Laura. NASA was right, but just out of time. 7,000, though.
Not bad.
I'm not sure 7 grand is going to get you all around the world where you need to go.
No.
Shall we see what the offers are?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Laura.
Hiya.
7,000, that was good. Not as good as Matthew, though. Look what happened to him.
True.
Put the 7 grand on the table. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
You're far too good for this. £2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£56,000.
Have a chat with Brian. 56.
Hiya, Brian. What do you reckon I should do?
I'd like to see you go for the 56. I think you could do it. But get the 7, bring it back. Even if you decide to go for the 2, I will be unhappy about that. Just get back here with me.
Great thing about it is, Brian's right, you know, the 2's a plus figure. 2 takes us up to 6, giving us 3 each. 7 takes up to 11, 11 giving you 5.5 each. And 56 obviously takes you up to 60, giving you 30 each. So it's 3 each to 30 each. That's the spectrum. What are you going to do?
I've earned the 7. And we have lost some good players, so I think I'll stick with the 7.
Stick with the 7? 5, 7 it is. Chaser.
I think you're the best player out of the lot. Let's see.
All right, the head-to-head normally tells. Laura, for 7 grand, the chase is on. You've played really well so far. I wish you well with all this. Here comes your first question. Which of these countries could be described as New World? A, Belize. B, Belgium. C, Belarus. You've put Belize.
I was thinking of it in terms of wine. I expected to see kind of Australia or New Zealand or something coming up.
Right.
I didn't. I thought that yeah, Belize could be it.
Correct answer is... Belize is right. Well played. A step closer home. Chaser has put... Goes right with Belize. British Honduras.
That's right. That's what it used to be called. But the reason why it's called a New World is because when Columbus sailed west, obviously, he discovered the New World, which is North and South America. And Central America, of course.
Indeed.
Which is where Belize is.
Thank you for that. Here's your next question. The Tantras are writings in which religion? A, Hinduism. B, Judaism. C, Sikhism. You've put Hinduism.
I was thinking, it's definitely not Judaism, so I was just thinking that it could be Hinduism. I kind of ruled out Sikhism.
Correct answer is? Well played. Hinduism is right. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Also goes Hinduism. Here's your next question. Moving along the line. Deposed in 1952, who was the last king of Egypt? A, Farouk. B, Abdullah. C, the same. You've put Abdullah.
Seems a common sense answer out of all of them, but then all of them could be common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Not.
Correct answer is King Farouk. It is staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with Farouk. Expected, though, to be fair.
Farouk the First, he was. You know, he was a kleptomaniac.
But he was a king.
Yeah, he was a thief, apparently.
Here's your next question. Which of these is not a token used to play Monopoly? A, battleship. B, hot air balloon. C, a racing car. You've put hot air balloon.
I can never remember us as kids fighting over a hot air balloon. Battleship and a racing car, but never a hot air balloon.
Correct answer is... Goes right with hot air balloon. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Goes right also with hot air balloon. Right, we're 2 from home. Here's your question. Who is the usual narrator of the TV series Gogglebox? A, Caroline Ahern. B, Joe Brand. C, Sarah Millican. You've put Caroline Ahern.
I can just hear that dry man accent. So, yeah, that's who I think it is.
Correct answer is... It is Caroline Ahern. Step close home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes Wrong with Sarah Millican.
I've heard it's good, but never watched it.
Now then, we've got three goes at getting out. Here we go. Here's your first one. Good luck. Which of these poets was never a member of the House of Lords? A. Byron, B. Keats, C. Tennyson. Need an answer? Oh, that was close. You've put Tennyson.
It was Keats.
Why do you think it's now Keats?
Because I just remembered it's Lord Byron, Lord Tennyson, right. Not Lord Keats.
I see. Correct answer is... Oh, yeah, there you are. Staying where you are. Chase has put, here he comes, moves to within two. And does...
Keats studied medicine in the early 19th century. Tennyson was the longest reigning poet laureate from 1850 to 1892.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. Two chances of getting out. Good luck. Here's your first. Come on, Laura.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
How many consecutive pots does a snooker player have to make to achieve a 147 break? A, 30. B, 36. C, 42. Right, you have put 36. It says 15 reds.
Okay.
And you've got to go red, black, red, black, red, black, red. So it's got to be 15 reds and 15 blacks then, virtually, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then yellow, green, brown, blue, pink and black. All right, let's have a look. To go through with $7,000. Correct answer is... Get in. Well played.
Thank you.
Good.
Played very well, and I didn't really want Laura to go through, because I'd say out of the four I faced today, I think you are easily the best player.
Yes.
And I think you're going to combine well with Brian.
Yeah. Very good. Excellent stuff. Well played, Roy. You're alongside Brian. Well done. You're through to the final chase.
Well done, girl. Well done.
Yeah, love it. Good for you. Well done, Laura. Laura and Brian have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is $11,000. That is £5,500 each. Nice. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Laura and Brian have made it through to the final chase. There's $11,000 in the prize fund, £5,500 each. Brian, what will you do with yours?
It'll go towards getting me and my wife out to Australia to visit our daughter.
Yeah, good. And Laura, what would you do with yours?
Travelling, so going to see my friend's wedding in Corfu.
Excellent stuff. During the break, Laura and Brian had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B, of course, that means Sean Wallace, our chaser, gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck, team. Your time starts now. The word presto means quickly in what language?
Laura.
Italian.
Correct. Stitchleton is an English blue variety of what dairy food?
Brian.
Cheese.
Correct. What winter sport involves the use of besoms?
Laura.
Pass.
Curling. Who was the mother of King John of England?
Laura.
Catherine.
Eleanor of Aquitaine. A camel has how many toes on each foot?
Brian.
Two.
Correct. Which comic wrote the book And It's Goodnight from Him?
Brian.
Eric Markham.
Ronnie Corbett. What Florida resort has a water park called Blizzard Beach?
Laura.
Pass.
Disney World. Which tightrope walker was born Jean-Francois Gravelet?
Brian.
Pass.
Charles Blondin. The dwarf planet Eris orbits what star?
Brian.
Pass.
The Sun. What 1986 Vietnam War film won Best Picture Oscar?
Laura.
Platoon.
Correct. Who became Second Lord of the Treasury in 2010?
Brian.
David Cameron.
George Osborne. Olympic champion Ian Thorpe swam for what country?
Laura.
Australia.
Correct. Which of the goons wrote the Ying Tong song?
Brian.
Mike Mulligan.
Correct. A soporific drug makes you what?
Brian.
Sleep.
Correct. What northern European capital is built on 14 islands?
Brian.
Banners.
Stockholm. PAD is the code for what London railway station?
Nora.
Paddington.
Correct. What's the most populated city in the state of Michigan?
Nora.
Minnesota.
Detroit. Which Roman emperor died in 14 AD?
Nora.
Julius Caesar.
Augustus. The Welsh National Opera is based in what city?
Nora.
Cardiff.
Correct. What mollusk is an ingredient of the dish Angels on Horseback?
Nora.
Mussels.
Oyster. St. Patrick's flags are what colour cross? That would have been red, of course.
Yep.
All right. 11 steps.
We're going to need pushbacks. Well, I think we can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Here we go. Time to bring back the chaser.
They're a bit unlucky. You know me, Bradley, I take nothing for granted.
Indeed. All right. Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they're pushing back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. How many corner arcs are there on a football pitch?
Four.
Correct. Oosh is a catchphrase of what Lee France's character?
Keith Lemon.
Correct. The name of the country Djibouti begins with what letter?
D.
Correct. The Neolithic period ended with the start of what age?
The Stone Age.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Iron Age.
I'm not sure. OK, Iron Age, yeah. Iron Age.
Bad luck, Bronze Age. Here we go. Your time, chaser, starts again now. Who wrote Adrian Mole and the Weapons of Mass Destruction?
Sue Townsend.
Correct. Which Hollywood actor was born River Bottom in 1970?
River Phoenix.
Correct. National Rail's Island Line serves what South Coast Island?
Isle of Wight.
Correct. What London theatre boasted it never closed in World War II?
The Windmill.
Correct. What word can mean strict or the back of a boat?
Stern.
Correct. What relation is James Viscount Seven to the Queen?
He's the grandson.
Correct. Which tenor released the 2014 album Serenata?
Andrew Bocelli.
Stop the clock. That's wrong.
I have no idea. What other tenors do we know?
Pavarotti, Jose Carrera.
Okay.
I think.
Jose Carrera?
Yeah.
Okay. Jose Carrera.
No, our very own Alfie Bo.
Oh.
There you are. And great it was too. All right, here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. In 332 BC, which king of Macedonia conquered Egypt?
Alexander the Great or the Third.
Correct. A baseball's Yankee Stadium is in what New York borough?
The Bronx.
Correct. Two opportunities to push back. Obviously, none executed. Caught with 46 seconds remaining.
One of those things.
We needed probably a target of about
20. Yeah, we needed
20.
A few more.
Yeah, yeah.
Up around the 20 mark.
Yeah, but absolutely.
That's the way.
Caught with 46 seconds remaining, but I hope you've had a lovely day.
I've had a brilliant day.
Have you?
I've enjoyed every minute, even meeting Sean.
Yeah, good for you. Laura?
I've had a great time. It was good to meet Sean and actually make him smile, which he is doing now. But it's a shame that we weren't able to get away with the money, but we had some great team members.
Yeah, that's it. I think we probably needed a full house
we
today.
Could have done, but...
Yeah, but that's the way it is. However, Laura, Brian, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Got to take away the £11,000, though, and tell you both you have been caught and for you the chase is finally over. Chaser.
They're unlucky because they had a bit of a meltdown. But at the end of the day, Bradley, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office. Well, I should think so because Chaser Sean Wallace takes out my team of Laura and Brian with 46 seconds remaining. All about that first leg of the final chase. Got to set a big target. Could you do it? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.